Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 21 regarding Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Monagle, M-O-N-A-G-L-E. Kayla Monagle is a 25-year-old woman who reports she was involved in a work-related motor vehicle accident on a 10-18. Pursued the unrestrained operator of a truck that was struck on the front driver's side as it accelerated from a stop. As a result, she believes she injured her right knee, comma calf, comma right ankle, comma and left forearm, and went to Inspira emergency room the same day. Appeared to have further evaluation and treatment, including 7 surgeries on the right leg. Appeared she is no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, Ms. Monagle was seen at Inspira emergency room on 8/10/18. She underwent numerous diagnostic studies to be inserted here. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Catalano on 8/13/18. He noted she was discharged from the emergency room the same day. She was non-weight bearing and an immobilizer using crutches. She complains of global leg pain with swelling and bruising, as well as left forearm pain and swelling. He performed an evaluation and he reviewed her x-rays and CAT scans. The CAT scan of the right knee showed a non-displaced anterior non-articular plateau fracture. The remaining studies showed no acute abnormalities. His overall assessment was right anterior knee pain, comma, closed fracture of the tibial plateau, comma, contusion of the right knee, comma, and pain of the right forearm. He wanted her to get x-rays of the forearm and continued her on analgesic medication. Testing. New paragraph, she was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Mashru, M-A-S-H-R-U, on 8/27/18. She was diagnosed with internal derangement of the left knee, comma, effusion of the right knee, comma, rupture of anterior cruciate ligament of the right knee, comma, and effusion of the right knee. Pretty recommended an MRI of the knee, but may have mistakenly indicated this was for the left knee. She did undergo an MRI of the right knee on 9/10/18 to be inserted. The same day, she had an MRI of the forearm to be inserted. She was then admitted to the hospital for surgical intervention. New paragraph on 10/3/18, Dr. Mashru performed surgery to be inserted here. She had a CT of the knee done on 8/10/18 to be inserted. She also wanted a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis to be inserted. She had a CAT scan of the cervical spine and brain, both to be inserted. She had additional plain x-rays done of the right tibia and fibula, as well as the lumbosacral spine, all to be inserted here. New paragraph. Ms. Monagle followed up with Dr. Mashru and his colleagues over the ensuing months. On 10/3/18, She had surgery done on the right leg to be inserted here. Period. She had additional CAT scans and x-rays done that same day to be inserted here. Period. She was also referred for physical therapy. Period. On 11/12/18, she followed up with Dr. Julien, J-U-L-I-E-N, period. He noted she was going to therapy 3 times per week and was given another referral to extend it, period. He continued her on acetaminophen, period. She saw Dr. Mashru again on 12/13/18, period. He performed x-rays of the right knee that were negative and showed no acute bony injuries, period. He recommended an MRI, period. New paragraph. On 1/4/19, she had an MRI of the right ankle to be inserted here, period. On 3/8/19, Dr. Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D, performed surgery to be inserted here, period. Dr. Mashru had her undergo another MRI of the right knee on 5/2/19 to be inserted. For that same day, she had an ultrasound of the soft tissues of the medial proximal right leg to be inserted, period. New paragraph on 6/17/19, she was seen by orthopedist Dr. Pepe regarding her right knee. Period. He thought she had an injury of the accessory nerve on the right side, period. She was then also seen at Rothman by Dr. Winters on 6/20/19 for right ankle pain that was persistent since arthroscopic surgery, period. His diagnostic assessment was osteochondritis dissecans of the right ankle, as well as right ankle pain. Status post recent ankle arthroscopy, comma, partial synovectomy, comma, excision, comma, curettage, comma, and microfracture for osteochondral lesion of the talus. Period. He did not recommend any further surgical intervention at that point in time. Period. He prognosticated this injury can take 6 months to a year to overcome. Period. He recommended ongoing care with Dr. Freeland at Cooper, period. She did see Dr. Freeland, who works with Dr. Mashru, period. On 1/2/20, she told Dr. Mashru that she had undergone 2 plastic surgeries since the last visit of 7/29/19. Those procedures were done on 10/16/19 and 1/15/20 at AtlanticCare. Period. She continues to experience right ankle pain, specifically with dorsiflexion. Period. On 2/13/20, Dr. Freeland found she reported compliance with bearing weight to tolerance, appeared she did not return to physical therapy secondary to her staged plastic surgery. Appeared she remains under the care of Dr. Mashru for her bothersome right knee. Period. She saw Dr. Freeland through at least 2/13/20, which is the date of his last progress note that was provided. Period. She had a recurrence of pain about the right ankle, for which he recommended physical therapy. Period. She did undergo a right ankle injection on 12/18/19 that provided significant relief. Period. She was using compression stockings and underwent staged plastic surgery about the right knee. Period. She was going to return in approximately 8 weeks for follow-up evaluation. Period. New paragraph. On 3/30/21, she was seen by Dr. Tucker at Rothman regarding her right knee pain. Period. He had her undergo repeat x-rays of the right knee. Period. 5/7/21, she was seen by Dr. Winters for her right ankle. Period. Repeat x-rays of the ankle were done. Period. They discussed both surgical and non-surgical treatment options. Period. She did undergo ankle surgery on 8/24/21 to be inserted here. Period. She followed up post-operatively with Dr. Winters, running through running through 12/10/21, which is the date of the last documentation provided from his office. Period. She was going to finish out her course of physical therapy and transition on her own as she felt that she can. Period. Low impact activities were recommended. Period. She would wean from her brace, but he recommended continued compression stocking therapy. Period. She was already feeling better than her preoperative state and anticipates she will continue to see great gains. Period. She was going to return in 3 months for repeat clinical and radiographic evaluation. Period. New paragraph. And insert this where it goes chronologically. I'm not sure if we did already. She did undergo an MRI of the right ankle on 6/19/19 to be inserted. Period. She was seen by a plastic surgeon named Dr. Saad, S-A-A-D, on 7/2/19, period. He expressed she had soft tissue deficit and likely nerve injury to the medial and lateral retinacular nerves, comma, infrapatellar nerve, and branches of the saphenous. Period. She would need diagnostic injection with lidocaine to the medial and lateral retinacular nerves, comma, infrapatellar nerve, and branches of the saphenous. Period. If these relieved her pain, she is a candidate for a neurectomy. Period. She would need two-stage reconstruction for the soft tissues. Period. The first would be placement of a tissue expander, and the second would be for fat and grafting. Period. On 10/16/19, she underwent surgery to be inserted here. Period. On 1/15/20, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period. On 6/3/20, she had another procedure done to be inserted here. Period. CAT scan of the right lower extremity was done on 6/15/20 to be inserted. Period. She followed up with Dr. Saad through 1/2/11/21. Period. At that juncture, he described the MRI, showed there is an issue with her patellar tendon in the right knee, which had referred her to orthopedic surgery. Appeared from a plastic surgery standpoint, she was doing well and would follow up with the orthopedist. Period. New paragraph, Ms. Menagel was seen by Dr. Baptist, B-A-P-T-I-S-T, on 6/23/20, having been hospitalized from June 13 until June 17. Period. He noted her course of treatment and procedures done to date. Period. There had been concern for SIRS, so she was initiated on broad-spectrum antibiotics. Period. Her fever quickly resolved and her white blood cell count returned to normal. Period. CT of the right lower extremity revealed no sign of infection, but multiple varying pockets of fluid, likely seroma. Period. She did not have surgical intervention during her most recent hospitalization, and her JP drain had been removed. But all her cultures during the hospitalization were negative for infection, so she was discharged without antibiotics. Period. She was then seen by the plastic surgeon. Period. He recommended that he perform wound culture from her drainage at the right lower extremity. Brichio has also had right lower extremity hyperemia. Period. On 6/30/20, Dr. Baptist called the petitioner informing her culture from the serous drainage had grown MRSA. Period. She informed him the wound was opening and slightly odorous. Period. She was getting a wound vac placed that day. Period. He instructed her to initiate doxycycline and hold off on the ciprofloxacin. Period. She did have additional procedures to be inserted here chronologically. Period. She saw this infectious disease specialist through 8/28/20 via telemedicine. Period. She had been on 3 weeks of daptomycin, D-A-P-T-O-M-Y-C-I-N, for prior culture positive for MRSA. Period. The petitioner reported the wound was continuing to improve and she would continue to monitor off of antibiotic therapy. Period. She was going to follow up with the plastic surgeon and return to Dr. Baptist in 2 weeks. Period. New paragraph on 7/7/20. Ultrasound was done to be inserted here. Period. On 7/29/20, she underwent another surgery by Dr. Saad to be inserted here. Period. She also had x-rays of the right knee on 11/6/20. Period. Ultrasound of the right lower extremity was done on 12/9/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. She had another MRI of the right tibia and fibula on 2/10/21 at the referral of Dr. Saad. Period. Another surgical procedure was done by Dr. Winters on 6/24/21 to be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed muscle retraction of the right medial leg at an unspecified level. Period. There were multiple scars present. Period. On the anterior aspect of the right ankle was a 7.5-inch scar running from the knee down the calf with a cicatrix formation at its superior aspect. Paired in the lateral aspect of the ankle was an oblique 3/4-inch scar at the superlateral aspect of the knee. Period. There was soft tissue retraction of the right lower leg from involving the calf in particular. Period. There were two tiny faint scars in at the left leg, just above and just below the knee. Period. And then normal through, she was tender to palpation about the right infrapatella area, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal, and knees normal. Normal sacral. He changed position. Scratch that. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 25 degrees due to difficulty with her right ankle. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 8/10/18, Kayla Monegal was involved in a work-related motor vehicle collision as an unrestrained tow truck driver. Period. She was seen at the emergency room the same day and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. She also was released from the emergency room on the same day in a non-weight-bearing capacity. Period. She then came under several different orthopedic specialists, plastic surgery, infectious disease specialists as well. Period. She underwent numerous diagnostic studies and surgical procedures. Period. And let's just insert the surgical procedures here. In paragraph, the current exam found there was healed scarring about the right lower extremity with soft tissue retraction along its medial aspect. Period. There was full range of motion of the right knee and ankle. Period. There was tenderness of palpation at the infrapatellar area of the right knee, but there was none on the left. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative at both the knees and ankles. Period. She walked with a physiologic gait and was also able to ambulate on her heels and toes without a handheld assistive device. Period. The paragraph, this case represents 12.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period.